Next application is case number 11257, application of Holly West and Tammy Mundy, northeasterly end of Route 16 at Broadkill Beach, being northeast of Pintail Lane and 650 feet northwest of Alaska Avenue, being Lot 9, Block B within Back Bay Development, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID District 230, map 24, parcel 74, and requesting a variance from the front yard setback requirement for a through lot. Being more specifically on this application, they are requesting first a 3.5-foot variance from a required 30-foot front yard setback for a through lot on Beach Plum Drive, and also requesting an 8.5-foot variance from a required 30-foot front yard setback requirement for a through lot on Pintail Lane, or Pintail Drive, excuse me. In this application, gentlemen, we did receive a memo-type letter from Chris and Nancy Battaglini, and it makes reference to if the variance is granted, that conditions be placed on the variance. And if you would, I'd like to read that so you understand their points.
Okay.
The variance will allow the current property as is, meaning the current status as of this date, to encumber the violated space with no consequence. Any permit required exterior remodeling or additional construction other than siding or deck replacement involving this property in any manner will require that the resulting footprint of the construction be within the original setback requirements, as well as any other related requirements that were or are in place prior to any variance being granted as of this date. That was the date of their letter, not today's date, was September 6, 2013. Under the conditions as outlined above, we will not oppose the variance. Otherwise, we are in firm opposition to the variance for the following reasons. Given the clear setback requirements on record with all deeds in Back Bay, such a variance would then establish a precedent for which there would be no basis to deny future requests. The objective of the 75 by 100 lots and setbacks when this section of parcels were developed was to provide a more generous buffer than was available in the 50 by 100 lots typical of other sections of Broadkill. Thus, the setbacks were established to be 10, 10, 10, and 30, respectively. As owners of four such parcels, we would oppose a variance on the basis of potential adverse effect relative to future value of our properties, which were purchased with the setbacks in place. And they ask that we please include this input into the public record.
I got this right, Mr. Secretary. What they're saying is if they do put on a any kind of addition or any other building projects on there, that they adhere to the setbacks of the county.
That's why I read it. They did, basically, in the first statement, they would basically not objecting to the variance as long as there were no additional, or if there were only additional exterior remodeling or additional construction other than siding or deck replacement. So if it's a deck replacement or new siding, then they would not object, but anything else they would, unless it conformed to setback.
Right.
That's the way I read it.
Thank you.
All right, is there anyone here for this application? Okay.
Okay, will you give us your full name for the record, please?
Henry Wooding.
Mr. Wooding, do you swear or affirm that the testimony you're about to give will be true and correct?
I do.
Okay. Go to the podium.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
Thank you for hearing what I'm sure is not your first request for a setback in Broadkill Beach. I'm going to be pretty short and sweet. The building that exists, that is there, has existed as it, in the structure that it is in now since it was built. I would say late 60s or early 70s, I mean, it is what it is. It was built within the setbacks then, and they're not asking for any requests for additions or changes to the building. They're just trying to conform and you know, meet the requirements of the building code. You should, I believe you should have a survey in your...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do. So again, you said there's nothing going to be changed, or just one?
No, sir. There's no changes that there. I mean, it was built this way, and I actually sold the property to the Ronners, and mm-hmm. they purchased it this way about 5 years ago, and there was just nobody checked then. But when they checked now, they found that they were within the setbacks, really because of the rear of the pass through lot.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Mr. Hudson?
Yes, no questions.
Okay. Mr. Rickards?
The certificate of compliance that was issued on 7/16.
Yes, sir.
Does that cover the decks you're speaking of?
I believe that was an open building permit that was not closed to the previous owner before the Ronners. For the decks that were put on. There was no additional decks put on 2013. They just closed the building permit that was issued, and I honestly do not know when that was issued.
Okay. So you're saying to me that that certificate of compliance does not refer to what we're talking about here, these decks?
No, sir. Those decks were there. As you see in the survey, those decks were there and have always been there. Well, I shouldn't say always, but were there when the Ronners purchased it.
Okay. That was a little confusing. I saw the CO there, I mean, certificate of compliance there.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No questions.
And I have no questions. Hearing no further questions?
I have questions.
I'm sorry, Mr. Miller.
Do you feel that the request is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property?
Yeah, because they would actually have to tear down a back portion of the property to meet the setback requirements. It wouldn't be a matter of just removing decks. It would actually be removing probably 3.5 feet.
Has it altered any of the essential character of the neighborhood?
No. I think that there's other properties up there that are in the same boat, so to speak.
So the request is a minimum to afford relief?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
No other questions.
Okay. And again, hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, there's a unique situation here in that the people bought this property. It's been that way for a very long time. A certificate of occupancy has been given. And the applicant is suggesting that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously, wasn't created by the applicant. We heard testimony that it hasn't altered the essential character of the neighborhood, and it is a minimum request to afford some relief. Yep. So I make a motion we approve case number 11,257.
You have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,257. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
And Mr. Workman?
Aye, for the reasons that were stated.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote 5-0, case number 11,257 is approved.
Thank you.